From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A migrant quota plan moves forward. European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by majority vote. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the plan, while Finland abstained. EU leaders will meet Wednesday to consider the proposal. Pope Francis arrived in Washington Tuesday afternoon, beginning a 6-day visit to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family welcomed the pontiff as hundreds of spectators looked on. Washington is the first stop on the Pope's visit of three U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Francis has been invited to speak at a joint meeting of Congress on Thursday and to address the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. Burkina Faso army troops have entered the capital Ouagadougou to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders. An army statement said armed forces are converging on the capital in an attempt to end the government takeover. The French ambassador to the country said on Twitter that the interim president, Michel Kafando, who had been detained by the coup leaders, has been freed. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Washington State Tuesday for his first visit to the United States. He's expected to engage in talks on how U.S. and China can collaborate on nuclear energy, smarter electricity use, and other clean technologies. A speech in Seattle will be his only major policy address. In written comments published on Tuesday in the Wall Street Journal, he said his government takes cybersecurity seriously and that cyber criminals should be punished according to law. This is VOA News. The White House says it has asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying, but has gotten no answers.
Just earlier today, the White House was in touch with the Chinese Foreign Ministry to continue to ask these direct questions about her current status and to insist that all the rules are followed that govern her access to her attorneys and providing her appropriate information about her status.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest. He said Tuesday the case of Sandy Fangilis could come up when President Obama meets with the Chinese president. German auto manufacturer Volkswagen says 11 million cars worldwide were fitted with software that was designed to cheat U.S. emissions tests. It announced on Tuesday that it is putting aside some of the $7.3 billion to handle the cost of changing the software and other expenses. Michael Horn, the president and chief executive officer of the Volkswagen Group of America, spoke in New York to a group of dealers.
And this kind of behavior, I can tell you out of my heart, is completely inconsistent with our core values. Our values, the three core values of the brand are value, innovation, and in this context, very important responsibility for our employees, for our stakeholders, and for the environment. So it goes totally against what we believe is right.
Volkswagen released a statement saying it is working to eliminate the deviations that allowed Volkswagen to outwit U.S. emission standards. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe the Russian planes sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection, intended to protect Russian soldiers and assets already on the ground. But Kerry said Tuesday it's still not clear what Russia's long-term intentions are for boosting its military presence in Syria.
We don't yet have clarity with respect to the Russian effort. If they are there to fight ISIL and only ISIL, even as they provide continued support, as they have previously, to Assad, but with a view to getting to a legitimate negotiation and to cooperating with people against ISIL, that's one possibility, and it's one, it's something that we will obviously talk about in New York in the next few days.
Kerry said if Russia is looking for a sphere of influence in the Middle East, it is going about it in a very odd way by backing a Syrian government responsible for atrocities. Taking a brief look at market activities, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day down. European markets were also down. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.